What a glorious evening. I've just taken the dog for a walk and ate a delicious ice cream, which, if I'm totally honest, had thawed out in the fridge because I put it in the wrong place. And I'd refrozen in the freezer and it had warnings on it saying, do not eat. Whilst, you know, if this has been refrozen, which I couldn't see the problem. I can't see how bacteria can form inside a closed fridge. And now I'm pouring a beer, which is almost, not quite, a year out of date. This is a bottle of Williams Premium Red Ale, August 2016. It was on offer in a reputable wine and beer merchant. And this tastes... I just pick the mic up. Hang on. You're not going to get the taste if I get any closer, but you might hear me drink it. At this time of the day, when it's muggy, but the sun is just going down. I can't think of anything more refreshing. So, yeah. If I die from out-of-date beer and refrozen ice cream, it's a good death. It's been a great day. I was woken, unfortunately, at 4 a.m. with my car alarm waking the entire street up, and then managing to get back to sleep after I turned it off. No idea whether the heat affects it or something like that. If you've ever come across this issue, let me know. Then up at 9 a.m, allowed a lie-in before visiting family, and then taking a picnic to the riverside, pumping up an inflatable canoe, and taking the kids on a mini adventure around the tributaries of God Manchester. It's called God Manchester. And supped a cold beer and ate some great picnic, and then let the boat dry off in the sun while we just lay in the shade of the trees and watch the boats go past and everybody having fun in a glorious sunny summer's day. Can't think of how you could spend a Sunday better than that. Apart from coming back to some post, which I didn't expect, and somebody very kindly from my newsletter had been on my Amazon wishlist and bought me the Logitech Keys to Go keyboard, something I've been after for a long while, and it's beautiful. It means I got my iPad out, and this kind of Bluetooth keyboard can be situated anywhere. You don't have to have your laptop style iPad right in front of you. I prefer it to the official iPad keyboard, so that's saying something. Tomorrow I'm going to be on a mini road trip up north to pick up some custom beers made by Richard Mackney, good friend, great beer maker, and those beers I'm hoping I'll be able to distribute at George Orwell's grave on the 25th of June for the 1984 symposium, the 10th, and even got some sexy labels to stick on them. I'm in my kitchen, hence the background noise. You might even hear the ticking of a clock if you've got headphones on. But that's me. Sunday, the 18th of June, 2017. I do a weekly newsletter, which I'm going to stop when it gets to 100. Maybe just for a sabbatical, or maybe so that I can convert all those hours I do in writing the newsletter into writing maybe a book or something. But that's on ourmaninside.com. And maybe I'll see you in the ether. Have a great remainder of your life, providing you're not eating dodgy ice cream and drinking out of date beer. Cheers.